Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, guys. DG Askren is past 3 p.m. Looking forward to seeing everybody this Friday live at the Hardee's, about a quarter mile, south of Highway 70 on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We're there from 1 to 5. We'll have some chocolates. We'll have 100 hats. Adrian and Leo will have their magnets. Hardee's will obviously be Hardee's. So come on by and bring us a nice donation and say hello to us. We'll have some special guests there as well. Speaking of special guests, we have attorney Brad Young on. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave. I love those Hardee's breakfast biscuits. They're the best.
There you go. Come by and get you a couple.
They are delish. I will swing by if I can swing it.
Love it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Before we get into the cases that we want to go over, Brad joins us a couple times a week, and we go over a bunch of cases, usually Supreme Court level, and have interesting discussions about them. But Brad is also a political guy, very conservative guy, but very common sense. He's down at 97.1 a lot, filling in for people, and here at KMOX. And Brad, I have to get your thoughts on the debacle that has become Donald Trump's response to Rob Reiner's death.
Oh, that says it all, doesn't it? Listen, there was nothing political about Rob Reiner's death, zero. And to me, in the Trump world, everything has to be about him. But this was an awful family dispute, not even a dispute. It was a family crisis that ended very, very badly. And the response of anyone, particularly in leadership positions, should be one of sympathy, of understanding, of privacy, of sorrow, and it should not be inwardly pointed at oneself when talking about this literally the worst family crisis that anyone could ever experience. When politics had nothing to do with it, politics should not be inserted into the equation.
And what did you make, if you've had time to look at the article of his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, saying some pretty surprising things?
Well, yeah, Drudge Report had that up there. And Susie Wiles, listen, she is a very, very powerful chief of staff. I haven't had a chance because I was in front of the Illinois Court of Appeals this morning arguing a case. But I told the Court of Appeals, I've got to get this finished because I got to be on, you know, DGS.
Yeah, I'm sure they got
and
it.
So and the judge said, of course you do.
They completely understood.
Yeah.
But no, I know that she weighed in today, but I didn't see all the specifics.
So the first case we have with Brad is Trump very strongly considering loosening federal marijuana regulations.
Yeah, this is something that's been in the works for a while. And listen, everyone, I think, is kind of misinterpreting what he's proposing to do. And all he's proposing to do is to order the agencies to reclassify marijuana. Right now, marijuana is a Schedule One drug. Just to put it into context, other Schedule One drugs, LSD, heroin, psilocybin, ecstasy, those are all Schedule One drugs. And he's proposing moving that to a Schedule Three drug. Like, for example, testosterone is a Schedule Three drug. Codeine, when it's mixed with Tylenol, is a Schedule III drug. And the benefits of this would be that research can be done, that then businesses who sell it can actually operate like a real business, deduct business expenses, and so forth. But it would still be a technically controlled substance on a federal level. Of course, in Missouri, it's open for recreational use, but this would redesignate it on it.
Brad, I've never understood the legal mechanism where marijuana is a Schedule One drug, just like heroin, but I can walk into a licensed business in the state of Missouri and buy it perfectly legally.
Well, this is a great example, and it happens so much in legal instances, and you can certainly understand this, Dave, but in so many instances, when you've got these inconsistencies, it demonstrates how government just chooses really to be inactive. I mean, right now, today, if the federal government wanted to, they could come to Missouri and say, federal government under the Constitution has already exercised jurisdiction over the control of these substances. And so states, if you are in opposition to the federal position, you're wrong. We're going to go to court and we're going to squash you like a bug. They could do that today if they wanted to, but the federal government chooses not to because it's marijuana and there's a wink and a nod. And so this duality continues only because the federal government chooses not to come in and exercise a heavy hand.
And Netflix, Warner Brothers, Discovery bid is an antitrust drama without a villain.
Well, yeah, I like this idea in this story because if you haven't heard, Netflix is proposing that they're going to buy Warner Brothers, which would include like HBO Max and other things. But there's a large antitrust problem, and people don't understand the antitrust problem. I mean, the best way to describe it is this. If one company on the planet made every light bulb, how much do you think light bulbs would cost? Mm-hmm. I mean, the sky's the limit. You can charge as much as you want. We saw that 100 years ago with Standard Oil. We saw that with AT&T, and there's the potential it could happen here. Now, the question, though, which I think is fascinating, the question is, what is the market? I mean, if you're just looking at the market as being streaming, yeah, if Netflix owns HBO Max, that's a large percentage of the streaming market. Or do you look at the market as being entertainment? Then does that include broadcast television? Does that include purchased streaming movies and whatever? Does that include the podcast market? And so really this is an exercise of how do you define the market? And the reason why it's important to people, because it can determine what you pay. I mean, we all overpay when it comes to streaming services. This could potentially increase that payment. And if you don't have choices, then you get whatever the few companies want to give you instead of having customer choice in what you want from a streaming service.
Which is kind of the whole point of consumer protection laws, right?
Like, yeah,
it's the whole idea behind antitrust laws. Right,
yes.
Antitrust, anti-monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I love playing the game Monopoly, although my family now refuses to play it with me because I win every time. But yeah, it really demonstrates what choices do we have in the marketplace and what do we have to pay to get those choices. And that's why we have antitrust laws.
Are you Monopoly slumlord?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, whenever people come over to our house, I'll always say, hey, do you want to play Monopoly? I've never played before, but we can play for real money. Huh. And then, you know, nobody ever takes me up on it.
I've never finished a game.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes dedication.
Yeah. Someone always throws a board.
Oh, I see. Where somebody rage quits.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I've had that happen in many games that I've been in, yeah.
Yeah,
I had... Somebody always throws a board,
yes.
I'm sure.
Somebody? Who's somebody, Dave?
I had a girl break up with me after playing Trivial Pursuit with her parents.
Trivial Pursuit. Well, that one can be contentious.
Yeah. She's like, this just isn't going to work. I can just tell.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good to know then, right? Rather than later on down the road.
Yeah. Get a little competitive.
Who would have thought Trivial Pursuit as a partnership measuring contest?
Yeah. No, she did the right thing.
I think it's very accurate.
You think? The way you play games as a family is the way you are?
Well, it teaches you about conflict resolution. You know, how do you handle conflict resolution, which is important in any relationship?
It's true. I agree with that.
Okay. How are you at board games?
I just don't care, so I play very passively. Hmm. I'm not. That's one area I'm not competitive at all. If there's no money on the line or it's not a sport, I'm not that competitive. I don't.
You hearing this?
Yeah.
I'm hearing.
I don't believe that.
No, it's 100% true. It is 100%
true. I'm not believing it.
I'm hearing it.
100% true.
I'm not.
If we're playing poker with the friends, yeah, I'm competitive because I want to win my money. But if it's like board games with the family, I do not compete.
Well, we can play Monopoly for real money.
In that case, then it's going to be for real, man. I ain't going to be like...
Game on.
Yeah. In that case, I'm not going to be passive. But if it's just for funsies, I'm fine.
It is true that... and you know, this might be his worst quality. If Kevin himself does not actively extremely care about something, he will not care. He will not try. He will give you 0%. We've seen that happen on the air from time to time where we throw out something and he just goes,
I got nothing.
He just goes, whatever. And stares at baseball stats on his computer.
Yeah. No, it's very awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't actually believe that.
Hey, it's called staying true to yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay, so when the stakes are zero, why would I get super, super competitive? It's honestly the comp that I've always had, because I enjoy playing game night. Like, we do that with family and stuff. I have fun with a lot of that, but I'm not competitive about it at all. And I compare it to kind of like how some people are way too competitive about softball or men's league baseball, and I'm like, I'm just there for fun, man. I'm not there to win a World Series.
The softball and men's league players.
I'm not
it
there.
Felt a little personal.
Dave's
sitting here in his jersey.
Yeah.
You will understand when you're at a game when the other team is a little too much. Because the guys you play with, they get it.
Yeah.
The Bud Light guys get it. They're there for fun. They compete, but it's not like... They're not taking anybody out at second base. They're not blowing up anybody's legs. And there are dudes that'll do that in rec softball, and it's like, okay, guy, you need to calm down. You need to go do something else if you want to be this way.
Hey, we got a really great comment on the stream. Jacob says, love Brad as a guest. He's so reasonable. I hope I never need a lawyer, but I'd pay top money for Brad Young.
There you go.
That's very nice.
Just play him in Monopoly. He'll take that money from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or else my top dollar just went up.
Thank you, Brad. If we don't talk to you, have a great Christmas. We don't see you on Friday.
All right. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right, man. 322 DGS. I have the strangest taste in my mouth. So my lips are kind of cracked and my office.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Buddy Rach was kind enough to give me this chapstick, but it's sun balm and it tastes like banana.
It has sunscreen in it.
Yeah. And then I also had a Lemon Halls cough drop and I'm drinking Red Bull. Those three things don't go together.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
It's kind of bad.
Shouldn't do that.
It's not great.
You got sun bum mouth.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Some fun facts.
Yeah.
Remember the drunk raccoon that passed out in a liquor store a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
The shelter that rescued him has launched a merch line called Trashed Panda, and it has raised $250,000.
All right.
Cute.
What are they doing? Like more rescue, just for the rescue?
Yeah, to fund the rescue.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if they were just capitalizing on the raccoon. Like they were
pocketing
just
it. Like getting
money.
Rich.
The most difficult people to buy Christmas for are boomer men.
Oh, my God. Thank God for saying that.
The easiest are millennial women.
Really?
That's what they say.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dude, my dad's the most impossible person to buy stuff for.
Is it because he just buys it if he wants
it? Yeah, when he wants something, he gets it. And he has very particular things. Like, he's a golfer. He doesn't want anybody to buy him golf stuff because he wants very particular things that he already has because he bought them.
Is he sentimental?
Yeah, about some things.
That's usually my go-to for people like that.
Yeah.
Get him something sentimental.
I just get him pistachios.
There you go.
Millennial women, man. You just get us like a candle or something.
Is it true, Rach?
Oh, yeah.
Is it true?
I very rarely receive a gift and I'm like, what is that? Like, it's just nice to be thought of.
Huh.
I'd like a big candle.
Yeah.
I'm easy to buy.
I mean, honestly, you might fall into a lot of the millennial women gift guide.
I really might.
Send flowers.
Like bath bombs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I'm a 38-year-old woman. Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100 years old, and this fact puts that into context. Babe Ruth hit 405 home runs while Dick Van Dyke was alive.
Oh, my God. That's great. So when he was born, so 100 years, that's 1925.
Yep.
So how far were we from the Civil War when he was born?
About 50 years. Less.
That's nuts. I mean,
I hate those stats when it's like 1980 was closer to the Civil War than we are from 1980.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Pop-Tart sales have gone up every year from 1982 to 2014. And it's possible that they're still going up, but Pop-Tarts has not released their stats since 2014.
You're welcome, Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are magic.
I love Pop-Tarts.
I am a contributor to that for sure.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor? Mine's cherry.
Brown sugar and cinnamon. Cherry's great. That's number two on my list.
I don't have a favorite. We try them all.
Yeah.
We get whenever there's a new flavor and it doesn't have milk, we get it.
Let's say I had a box of Pop-Tarts and I said, Andrew, I have a box of Pop-Tarts for you. What are you hoping for?
That's a good way to phrase that.
You seem like a wild berry.
Wild berry is good. Blueberry.
Chocolate fudge
anything blueberry, I will absolutely gobble up.
Okay.
Brown sugar cinnamon is fine. A little basic, in my opinion. If I'm going to go sweet, I'd rather have like a, like go decadent, have like a s'mores or a chocolate sundae
flavor.
Like
a birthday cake? You like those a birthday cake one?
Not a birthday cake one. Not a fan of those.
I think I've only had the strawberry.
Really?
Yeah. What?
I mean,
and,
I get it.
And it's solid.
I get it. It's
That's
OG.
A good tart, but I mean, we have some other flavors that you
Yeah, we
try.
Were not a Pop-Tart family growing up.
Would any of you get the Pop-Tarts with no frosting?
Probably not.
Because I'm a big fan of the brown sugar cinnamon with no frosting.
Yeah, I'm fine with no frosting.
Sure. I mean, if one of you guys gave me one, I would eat it. I don't know if I would buy it.
Because they
that
did.
Myself.
I don't know if they still do, but they did the strawberry that way too back in the day.
Do you pop your tarts?
Oh, yeah.
You do them in a skillet?
I wish. Honestly, I should try that. I bet it's good. I'm going to do that next time I make toast.
He puts them in a slow cooker. It takes 6 hours.
I made toast this week, and I sent these guys a picture of it.
Yeah, and then I did the same.
Uh-huh.
You got to admit, that toast that I sent you guys look good.
And you know what? Tomorrow morning, that toast will be ready for you to eat.
It would take 5 full minutes... to knock someone out by holding a rag soaked with chloroform under their nose, not 2 seconds like
it does like in the movies.
Full 5 minutes of struggling.
Say, that's what they did like in the Civil War, right? When you had to operate on somebody, you would just like
think so.
You would gas them like that, and then you're right.
Give them an ether rag.
The movies always make it look like you're out instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, most movies also make it look like. You can get punched really hard in the head and not go down.
I think the
I have Brad. I think that might be Dave Murray. Or Brad. I potted them down.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
Did
somebody fall in here? Because we're all still sitting. Is there somebody in there?
You guys remember when my chair broke when I was running the board that one time?
Yes, I do.
It was right after Amy had called me fat, and I had like a I had like a reproachful response to it, and then I leaned back in my chair, and the chair broke.
When was this?
Oh, gosh. This was like a year and a half ago.
Okay, so I was on the show, huh?
I don't think I was here for
that. You weren't here because I was running the board.
Yeah.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You Catholic girl, start much too late.
335 DGS on KMOX from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Dave Murray joins us.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Before we jump into the weather or any other frivolities, can I just say how my heart goes out to any family out there who has a family member like Rob Reiner's son? And many, many do. And it doesn't mean they're murderous. It doesn't mean that they're violent. It just means that they were born different and they have grown up differently. And whatever their malady happens to be or their special set of circumstances, many, many families have family members who are very challenging and members with addiction issues and other issues and can make for very awkward family times and get-togethers at the holidays. And this is just the nth degree of it when it just goes this bad and the person actually harms their family. I've never been there that badly, but we've been worried before about, you know, things like this. And I just wanted to say that out loud for all the people who have that in their life and in their families, and just God love you.
Couldn't agree more. I think, at least in my case, I've known a handful of people in those circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. And I never judge. I mean, there are some families that you go, well, I can't believe any of you are close to normal. But there are many, many families that are just salt of the earth families, and they're good parents, they do their best, and they just have, or sometimes it's the parents. You know, it's not always the kids. Sometimes it's the parents.
There you go.
So continues to get warmer throughout the week, Dave?
Not throughout the week. Tomorrow, much like today, almost an instant replay of today. So we're talking mid-50s, you know, 55, 56, 57. Gorgeous day on Wednesday. Clouds come sweeping in Wednesday night. The evening's dry. Most of the night is dry. 45 for the overnight low. Thursday, a system comes at us from the west-southwest. Mainly for us, it's going to drag a cold front through. So Thursday's kind of a weird day. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be wet with periods of rain, some rumbles of thunder. We're going to really focus on the morning and into the early afternoon. Winds will turn to the northwest, become quite gusty during the day on Thursday. I wouldn't be surprised if we're in the upper 40s, maybe even 50 degrees Thursday morning, but it will be raining. And then we drop through the 40s during the afternoon. By 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, we're about 41, 42 degrees. Moisture is all dried up at the point that drop continues. So there's no threat of ice. There's no threat of snow. A very windy afternoon on Thursday. Thursday night's partly cloudy. Northwest flow, we drop down to 21. But again, by the time we get below freezing, there's nothing left in the atmosphere. It's all dry. So again, nothing to be concerned about. Friday, sunny, cold, but nothing extreme. 38 degrees. The weekend should be a little bit warmer and fairly quiet. Still looking like a large storm system trying to pull itself together between Christmas and New Year's across the middle of the country. What I'm seeing right now is a really bizarre weather pattern trying to set up, which would make me lean towards rain than anything else, but it's a really strange setup, so don't hold me to anything other than the fact that there should be some kind of storm system between the holidays.
Okay. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Experts are saying that social media is one of the leading factors that fuel loneliness during the holiday season. Licensed mental health counselor Melissa Brown did an interview recently, and she says, I think 100% social media contributes even in the adult crowd. But, you know, you look around you and you see that your life is supposed to look a certain way. You're supposed to feel happy. You're supposed to be full of joy. And if you weren't in that state before the holidays arrived, it doesn't mean that those feelings of joy or happiness are just going to happen. So when you look on social media and it seems like everyone is living this different life, it can just make things way worse. So that sounds like the kind, again, it sounds like the kind of thing where it's like, well, yeah, duh. But I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And we do look around and we say, why does this person seem so happy and I'm struggling so much? Just know that you're not alone. A lot of people feel this way.
And keep in mind that Seems is doing a lot of work there.
Yeah, it's just like I said with the
people. People make it look exactly the way they want it to look when you're cutting it up into small pieces.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So the actor James Woods is refusing to speak ill of Rob Reiner, despite the fact that they had political differences. Woods worked with Reiner on the film Ghosts of Mississippi and credits Reiner with saving his career and supporting him when no one else wanted to. He said, this is someone I love, respect, and cherish. I also want to say, you know, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the president's remarks on Rob Reiner's death. I did, and I'm not going to say that Reddit represents every conservative out there, not at all. But I did go to the conservative subreddit, and so many people were weighing in and saying, this is not right. This is not how we should talk about someone who was just murdered. It's not okay. So I found that to be a comforting thing.
Yeah, what I'm amazed at is that there's even one person, and I saw many last night online, saying, hey, the president is a truth teller, and this is the truth, and he's just a man's man, and you are all just sissies and woke. I just can't imagine defending the president on this. I just can't.
I can't imagine thinking of him as a man's man. What's he ever done that would make you think that?
Did you see the coin toss?
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, coin toss sounds wrong now.
I know.
Yeah, we're supposed to say toin cost.
So the toin cost.
That's the right way to say it.
I know. I've been making myself say it the right way.
That coin toss, if you just put that to the right music, it's just a piece of art.
Yeah. Okay, according to a recent poll, 55% of U.S. adults are planning to spend less on holiday gifts this year because of inflation. Basically forcing Americans to spend less during the holidays. Additionally, 43% of respondents have had to reduce their overall holiday spending due to economic conditions. But despite those concerns about the economy, 59% feel that 2025 has been a good year for them and their families.
I feel like nothing's been normal since 2020. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years, that's a good amount of time where you can go through good and bad and ups and downs. Yep. And I have, and you guys have, but it just feels like since 2020, everything has just had like a stank on it.
Well, it was something that changed society permanently. So I think if we're waiting for things to go back to feeling normal, I just don't think that's ever going to happen. I think
maybe
we have
right.
a new normal. I think COVID was such a, but yeah, like a society changing thing that happened. And it's like, once the toothpaste comes out of the tube, can you ever really put it back in? Mm. So,
I mean, you guys, Dave and I, we've done more of those types of things than Rach and Andrew have. Just the things that are everything changing. I mean, 9/11 changed everything. The world is mm-hmm. not the same as it was before that day. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, obviously JFK, but that was just before me. And there've been a few others, but they're pretty spread out where mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this is a line in the sand. And nothing is going to be the same because this thing was just that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love watching TikToks about near-death experiences. I've just always been into that. Very open to the idea. And don't you guys, Dave, don't you feel like you can tell if someone's full of crap or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. And when I watch people talking about their near-death experiences, I can disbelieve them. And think that they just had a bunch of endorphins released in their brain and it was like a psilocybin trip. But I believe what they're saying. I say all that to get around to this. One of them was talking about very detailed what it was like on the other side and life reviews and such. And one of the beings of light said to them, most people have 5 to 6 tragedies in their life. Like just in a normal human life. And whether that's true or not, but I thought, that sounds about right. You know? Just,
yeah, it does sound about, though it's kind of like, where do you draw the line of what is a tragedy?
Yeah, for me, right, like, right. I thought about, you know, divorce and my brother's okay. death and things. Like, I don't consider my mom's death a tragedy. Yeah.
Right. I would say untimely deaths would be the tragedy.
Losing jobs and, you know, things mm-hmm. that affect you a great deal.
I guess it depends on the after effect, right? Because you could say losing a job's not that big a deal, but it can be. Right? Like, at first blush, it might be. You might think, no biggie. And then later on realize it was that. It was that kind of a change. Or that it wasn't. You might think it will be terrible and crazy, and then it turns out better.
You know, the one thing I love about near-death experiences is that 99% of them I've ever heard, the person what says, whether they were a religious or an atheist or whatever it is, they say they didn't want to come back. And they fought coming back. Hmm. And they could see their loved ones grieving. They're like, yeah, that's on them. Like, I'm
this seems better.
This is what I'm super happy. So, no, thank you. Back to you, Rach.
Yeah, let's just do one more story and then we'll go to break. Online grocer Thrive Market is the first major online grocer to cut out alcohol from their store.
Hmm.
So in their place, shoppers will find more than 20 brands and 100 plus non-alcoholic beers, wines, and mocktails. And the non-alcoholic drinks sector is really expanding. It's expected to reach $5 billion in sales by 2028. But just thought that was very interesting. Thrive, from what I understand, is like a cheap way to get organic food delivered to your door. And it's subscription-based.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had alcohol and they've said, we're actually going to step back from that and become the first major online retailer to just cut out booze entirely.
Part of it is because I have been doing gummies. Part of it is because my tastes have kind of changed. But I bet I could count on one hand the number of alcoholic drinks I had in 2025.
Really?
And I've never been a big drinker other than like in my mid-20s, right. You know, when I was binge drinking. But yeah, I just don't do it anymore.
Why can we buy any booze at any grocery store and pharmacy and all that, but you'd have to go to a special place for a gummy?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it's the same idea, right? It's mind-altering.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
the only ill effects I've had when I've taken too many gummies is I called Rachel and said, I'm sitting on the toilet and my feet are too far from my knees.
Now, what was that number? When you say too many, what's that? What's the threshold?
I took a couple of 30 milligrams. Before I had my sea legs and had no business doing that, but she was perfect. Rach goes, you're too high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. I know what's going
and
on.
I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yes.
There's nothing wrong with your legs, Dave.
Because they're really far from my knees.
It's like, what's going on? They're growing.
But the devastation I've seen from alcohol is just,
you can't
even describe it.
I'm not trying to diminish one or the other. I'm just saying it's fundamentally the same idea, just done in a different way.
Sure. We've been licking toads and getting wide since all the way back, man. We'll find something. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DGS 353. Paul says, but having a drink is not just to get drunk. Gummies are just for that. Couldn't disagree more, Paul. I think I get what you're saying, but you're just wrong. You can have a drink of alcohol without meaning to get drunk.
Sure.
and without getting drunk.
Right.
I mean, just because I only had 5 drinks this year, I've had many. I can drink. I'm Scottish. And I've been using gummies now for about 3 years. And, doing anything like that, you're using a substance that affects your brain and your nervous sympathetic system. It's going to have an effect on you. But having one drink or having one 10-milligram gummy, to me, are similar.
Yeah.
In the way that I would feel.
Yeah.
And I've never once had one drink or one beer and thought, oh, my God, I should go to bed. Same way, I've never just had a gummy and thought, this is going bad. It's because I did too much foolishly.
You did more than what was... Because, I mean, for all of these things, it's all about your goals. You're not automatically trying to get stoned if you use a gummy to go to sleep or whatever. I mean, it's just that's not the goal. Just like there are people that come home from work and they want to have a couple of drinks, whether it's a cocktail or a couple of beers, whatever. That's just to relax. You're not trying to get drunk. And it works the exact same way for all of these things. There's no difference. It's all about the person's choice. Yeah, you could go use gummies to get just wasted. You could do the same thing with beer. There's no different. It's just about the intent of the person at that moment.
Yeah. And as far as like the I think kind of what Paul's saying is like you can have a drink just to be social. Well, I had a drink to be social at our Christmas party.
Yep.
It was a Coke. The worst Coke I've ever had. Someone put their thing in it. But as far as anyone knew, I was having a Jack and Coke. So you can be just as social without alcohol.
Yeah, but it's also, like you pointed this out, there are people that use a gummy for the same reason as drinks because it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable in a social setting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.